President John Dramani Mahama has reiterated his pledge to restore lasting peace to Dagbang and other parts of the northern region. He noted that development is only driven on the wheels of absolute peace and stability, and the people of the three regions of the north must seek these virtues with a common fund. The president was speaking at the final funeral rites of the late Bole Seydou Amankwa Agbediase at Bole in the northern region. He also commended the chiefs for a peaceful succession to appoint the new Bole Wura, James Adda Mahama, a chief magistrate and politician. The late Bole Wura, who the president described as a close confidant, died on the 10th of last month at the 37 Military Hospital after a short illness. President Mahama was accompanied by the First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, Chief Imam Sheikh Nuhu Shaributu, and some government officials. A report by Pascalina Dadevo.
The late Bole Wura Seydou Amankwa Agbediase was born on 20th June 1937 and died at the age of 87. Having ruled for 19 years, the Bole Wura has been described by many as a man who preached peace and respect for diversity. He worked in various fields of the public service. Bole Wura Seydou Amankwa Agbediase took ill last month and was airlifted to the 37 Military Hospital for swift medical treatment upon instructions by President Mahama, but he unfortunately passed on. In his tribute, President Mahama said the late Bole Wura was not only his paramount chief, but a father, mentor, and one who encouraged him throughout his political career. He said it had always been the chief's prayer to see him become president, and he's happy that the late Bole Wura lived to witness his election and inauguration before he departed the world.
One of the things he always said was he wants to live to see the day I become president of this country. And I'm happy that on the day I was sworn in, Bole Wura Amankwa Agbediase II was at the Independence Square to attend my inauguration as a president before God calls him. I've lost a friend and a father, but I've gained a father. Bole Wura is a very experienced man. He's been a magistrate, a politician, and I think that his feet are big enough to step into the shoes of our late father, Bole Wura Amankwa.
President Mahama also commended the chiefs for successfully and peacefully appointing the next successor to the throne, James Adda Mahama. He was hopeful that such peaceful move will transcend into settling other long-standing disputes in the Bokuwa and other parts of the northern region. He urged the Bole Wura elect to continue with the good work of his predecessor.
One of the attributes that the Gonja Traditional Council has had is that our successions are carried out peacefully. Absolutely no dispute in respect of the succession to the Bole skin. And that is a tradition we must maintain in all the divisions of Gonjaland. I'm happy that our father, Yvonne Ra, and some elders have managed to resolve amicably the problems that we had with regards to the Bupe chieftaincy. There is no longer any quarrel in Bupe. That matter has been settled. And with the settlement of the Bupe chieftaincy issue, I hope that peace will prevail in the whole of Gonjaland and there will be no dispute in Gonjaland.
The late Bole Wura Seydou Amankwa Agbediase left behind 10 wives, 33 children, and 90 grandchildren.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting.